And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has wrapped up a four-hour visit to the U.S.-Mexico border. VOA's Diane Roberts reporting.
In a sign of the deep political tensions over immigration, Republican Governor Greg Abbott handed Mr. Biden a letter upon his arrival that said the chaos at the border was the direct result of the president's failure to enforce federal laws. And he claims the visit is just for show.
He's 2 years and about $20 billion too late. He needs to step up and take swift action, including reimbursing the state of Texas for the money that we spent, but providing more resources for the federal government to do its job. Also, this is for nothing but for show unless he begins to enforce the immigration laws already that exist in the United States of America.
Diane Roberts.
The Russian military claims to have carried out deadly missile strikes on Ukrainian troops, but Ukrainian officials deny there were any casualties. Russian Defense Minister spokesman Igor Konashenkov saying, as an answer to the criminal attack of Kyiv regime in the first minutes of January 2023 against the location of temporary deployment of Russia's military personnel near Donetsk People's Republic, the command of the United Group of Russian Troops carried out a revenge operation. The Russian Defense Ministry says its missiles hit two temporary bases. At least 40 people were killed and dozens injured in a bus crash in central Senegal. President Macky Sall retweeted that the collision happened about 3:30 in the morning. This is VOA News. Dramatic video from Brazil's capital Sunday captured supporters of far-right former president Jair Bolsonaro smashing into the country's Supreme Court. Sight of thousands of yellow and green-clad protesters running riot in the capital kept months of tension following the October 30th vote. Bolsonaro, an acolyte of former U.S. President Donald Trump, has yet to concede defeat and peddle the claim that the Brazil's electronic voting system was prone to fraud, spawning a violent movement of election deniers. The violence in Brasilia could amplify the legal risk Bolsonaro faces. It also presents a headache for U.S. authorities as they debate how to handle his stay in the state of Florida. Two Iranian men have been detained in Germany following a tip from U.S. security officials that at least one of them could be planning an attack with deadly chemicals. Police and prosecutors said the brothers, aged 32 and 25, were detained overnight in a town southwest of Dortmund. The authorities said in a joint statement the men are suspected to have planned a serious attack motivated by Islamic extremism, for which they had allegedly sought to obtain the potent toxin cyanide in ricin. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on Vatican Pope Benedict XVI's tomb.
Pope Benedict's tomb opens for public viewing. Days after some 50,000 people attended the funeral in St. Peter's Square, the Vatican is allowing members of the public down the grottos of St. Peter's Basilica, where Benedict was laid to rest in a crypt under the main floor. The former pope recently passed away at the age of 95, by which point he'd been retired for almost 10 years. His rare resignation in 2013 made him the first pope to retire in 600 years. Visitors will now find his remains in the former tomb of his predecessor, St. John Paul II. The Vatican didn't say if Pope Francis had privately visited the tomb before public viewing was permitted. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
California was hit with more turbulent weather as thunderstorms, snow, and damaging winds swept into the northern part of the state. Sunday's system preceded another series of incoming storms this week that raised the potential for flooding, rising rivers, and mudslides on soils already saturated after days of rain. More at voanews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.